Good morning, friends. This is Joel Martin with you for the Everlasting Word. Now, today's message is going to come from the Gospel of John, chapter 3. And the passages of Scripture we're going to read is just before probably the most well-known verse in the Bible, being John 3:16. For beginning in John chapter 3, Jesus has this conversation with Nicodemus. Nicodemus being a very well-known Bible character. But the thing was, at this time, when Jesus was having the conversation with Nicodemus, Nicodemus was a very well-known man. He was a ruler of the Jews. He knew the Scripture, but yet Nicodemus was spiritually blind. So the thought for today's message is, are you spiritually blind? So as we begin in John chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews." So Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. He was a Pharisee, so he was very high ranking. And it says, "The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." Now, there's a lot of speculation of exactly why Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. We don't really know for sure. Possibly had he seen him, had people seen Nicodemus talking to Jesus by day, it would have stirred up a commotion. Maybe it was by instructions of the Pharisees. We don't know for sure. But we do know that he came to him by night, and he acknowledged, Nicodemus acknowledged, he says, "We know that there are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." And Jesus replies to him. He doesn't reply, say, "Yes, I've come from God. Yes, I've done these miracles." Jesus completely changes gears on him. For in verse 3, it says, "Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Now, as the scripture goes on, Jesus tells Nicodemus that unless a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. But the first statement Jesus says, "Lest you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." And it's very interesting, Jesus' choice of words, because he first uses the word "see" the kingdom of God. Then later on, he mentions "enter into the kingdom of God." Now, what's very interesting here is Nicodemus was a man that was very well learned in the scriptures. He knew the scriptures, but he was spiritually blind. He could not spiritually apply the scriptures. And here's Nicodemus looking right at, talking with, looking square in the eye, the kingdom of God, and Nicodemus could not recognize truly who Jesus really is. Friends, until we see who he truly is, until we're convicted of our sins and we spiritually see who he truly is, he truly is the Savior, he truly is the one that came and lived that perfect life, lived that sinless life. He's the one that went to the cross, shed his blood, died the death that you and I both deserved. He died in our place. He was our substitute. Until we truly see that and truly believe on that, we cannot see the kingdom of God. We first must see that. We must see him for who he truly is. For Nicodemus was standing there talking with him, having a private conversation with him. Nobody else was around. There was nobody to disturb them or anything. And Nicodemus thought that he was just talking to a common man. No, friends, our Lord Jesus is not a common man, for he is the Savior. He is the sinless one. He is the Messiah. He is the one that came and satisfied God's law, did for me and you what we could not do for ourselves. But yet Nicodemus, although how well educated he was in the Scriptures, how well learned he was in the Scriptures, he was spiritually blind and he could not see that. For Nicodemus responds to Jesus's comment. Jesus's comment being, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And that just really stumps Nicodemus. Because in verse 4, Nicodemus comes back and says, "Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old?" See, Nicodemus is trying to wrap his mind around this and thinking of the natural birth, you know, born of a woman. He's trying to think, now, wait a minute, I'm an old man. How can this happen again? But see, Jesus was talking about a spiritual birth, a birth into God's kingdom, a birth into the kingdom of God, having your name recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's what Jesus was referring to. But Nicodemus, being spiritually blind, could not wrap his mind around it. For he says, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? So Nicodemus is really struggling with this. Nicodemus is an incredibly intelligent, very smart individual, very well learned. But this, he's really stumbling all over. For friends, God chooses the simple things of this world to confound the wise. And see, salvation, friends, is probably the simplest thing you'll ever do, provided you come by the conditions of God with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, just simply believing on the death, the burial, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you ask him to save your soul, and salvation is complete and it is sealed. It is a simple, simple thing. We cannot boast of our works. The best thing that we can do is as a filthy rags before a holy and a righteous God. For to complete our salvation, Jesus did the work. He completed the plan. He did everything. It's just simply for us to believe on him and accept him on the terms of the gospel. But yet Nicodemus did not see the simplicity of this. We believe that later, because he helped with Jesus's burial, we believe that later Nicodemus did believe on it, did accept it, did spiritually see who he was, who Jesus truly was. But right now, at this time in John chapter 3, he's spiritually blind. He does not see it. He cannot wrap his mind around it. He has no spiritual understanding whatsoever. So Nicodemus asked the question, wait a minute, can I re-enter into my mother's womb? And then Jesus' reply, Jesus doesn't give him a yes, you can re-enter, or no, Nicodemus, that's not what I'm talking about. Jesus replies in verse 5, and it says, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, speaking of the natural birth, and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So Jesus is trying to get Nicodemus to see there is that natural birth, being born of water, And then there is that spiritual birth. But see, we must understand that Nicodemus is so versed in the law. It was their self-righteousness, them keeping of the law, the do this, don't do that, checking this box, checking that box. That in their mind was what they thought, what they believed that brought them favor before God. But Jesus is trying to tell him that without faith, it is impossible to please God. For friends, we often do the same thing that the Pharisees did, not necessarily trying to live by the letter of the law, but oftentimes we think that the more things we do, the more programs we get ourselves involved in, the more things we do at church, the more we put in the offering plate, the more we do this, the more we do that. And yes, we should serve. And yes, we do need to be obedient and give. But those things do not improve our standing before God. Those things are expected. Those things are requirements for our service to bear fruit for Him. But what pleases God is our faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. For friends, we can do all these things. We can perform all of these works. And if our faith is not growing and maturing, we are not pleasing before God. But see, Jesus tells Nicodemus, there has to be two births. One birth that's natural, that you know about, you've already spoke of it, about being in your mother's womb. But then there's this spiritual birth for us to get into the kingdom of God. And see, at all this time that Nicodemus is thinking that he's in good favor with God, that when this life is over, he would enter into the kingdom of God. But Jesus tells him, unless you be born of water and of the flesh, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So basically, Jesus told Nicodemus, in the state that you're in the condition that you're in right now, you will not enter into the kingdom of God because you do not see who I truly am. You do not recognize who I truly am. You are not placing your faith in who I truly am. You just think that I'm a common man, just like you. But Nicodemus, he doesn't tell him this right now, but Nicodemus is going to later learn that Jesus is going to lay down his life for him. He's going to shed his blood for him. He's going to die as a criminal for him in his place. And then Nicodemus will later understand who Jesus truly was. For the Bible says that every knee shall bow and confess that he is Lord. But see, at this time, in John chapter 3, Nicodemus is so spiritually blind, he can't get out of his own way. But yet he was a very intelligent, very well-learned man, high-ranking man amongst the Pharisees, but yet he was spiritually blind. They thought they had it going on. They thought that they were in good standing with God, but they were lost as they could be. Friends, is that you? Do you think you're in good standing with God? Do you think that you're going to enter into the kingdom of heaven? If there's never been a time in your life that you have confessed to the Lord Jesus Christ that you're a sinner and that you need Him as your Savior, and you placed your faith in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, you have never been born of the Spirit, and I pray that there is a time in your life before this life ends that you bow on bended knee and you surrender yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ, place your faith in the death, burial, and the resurrection, and confess to Him that you're a sinner, and you ask Him to save your soul. And as the Bible says, whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So friends, I ask you, step back. Take an inventory. Be sure, make sure that your calling and election is sure. that it's there, that your name is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I can tell you from experience that He will let you know beyond a shadow of a doubt. But as I let out the message, are you spiritually blind? I hope you're not, my friend. And that's the message for this week. Until next week, this is Joel Martin.